This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Glad to have you, friends. Thanks for listening. Wednesday edition of the program brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Oil Can. They want you to know that if you do not have your tickets for Donald Trump's address to the North Dakota, well, actually to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference attendees, that'll be happening May 26th, 1 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. Today's another day where you can get some tickets. We started yesterday's program telling you, all right, 500 tickets, have at it. And those all sold out, and now another round of about 500 tickets on sale for today while they last. There probably will be more, but I don't know. Can't promise that. It all depends on how many people are buying tickets for the conference itself. So they're trying to, you know, fill the room, obviously, and protect the attendees of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where you buy a ticket for that. All 3 days of the conference, you're guaranteed a VIP seat for the Trump event. And then outside of that, a special session just for the Donald Trump address. So anyway, the one challenge here for you is you do need to be at the Williston, Bismarck Event Center to buy your tickets for that event today. You can't get them online. You can't call. You actually need to get them at the location itself. And we'll keep you posted on letting you know when they're all gone so you don't go there thinking you can get one, then you can't. But 500 more go on sale today. All right? I want you to know that. Todd, the radio guy, Mitchell is here. Hello, Todd. How's it going?
Well, Scott, and you?
Good. Todd told me during the little warm-up for the show here that he thinks Newt Gingrich is going to be Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee.
I was reading a fairly convincing piece on Newsmax about that. Not that everything ends up panning out the way Newsmax or various other outlets print, but it makes a case.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that that's a possibility. I think because Donald Trump has said all along he wants somebody who has good hands-on experience with getting things through Congress, right? And obviously a former Speaker of the House would. I don't think Newt Gingrich brings a lot of, political oomph. He's well-liked among conservatives. That'd be good generally. But I think, I think Donald Trump needs somebody that is, in addition to being well-experienced in Congress, going to bring a state. And maybe a state he wouldn't otherwise get. Ohio's the swing state. No president's won without Ohio in how long, right? So you need Ohio. Maybe Kasich.
Right. Which has really been my pick all along is Kasich, because of Ohio. But
he's been in Congress and everything else, so...
Could be interesting. I mean, if not him, then who? And, maybe that's... You're right, though. He said he wants a political insider. He's already got the outside covered, so...
We'll do a little Trump talk next hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer right now is joining his colleagues in a meeting about what Donald Trump and Paul Ryan will discuss tomorrow. So we'll get the scoop on that. Congressman Cramer has not been real thrilled with what Speaker Ryan was doing in the way of sort of dissing Donald Trump and saying, I'm going to hold off on my endorsement. So we'll get the latest on that and any and all issues of your concern in the Talk Radio Town Hall for Congressman Cramer next hour. This hour, we're going to bring in a guest a little earlier than we normally do because we have a busy program. Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance in a moment. I'll tell you what we're going to chat about with him. And then the bottom of this hour, Catherine Lopez. I know her as Kalo because that's sort of her handle, if you will, on the corner on National View, a great website. She is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute. She's part of a panel this afternoon at the Heritage Foundation about necessary steps to addressing ISIS genocide. There is a crisis going on where Christians are being captured, kidnapped, killed for their faith, and you're not hearing about it in the news. And it's another one of a laundry list of things that ought to concern us about ISIS. So we're going to talk about that in the middle of our North Dakota Family Alliance Hour here with Tom Fryer, who joins us in studio. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Glad to be with you as always, Scott.
Good to see you. We have a call right away here. Fred and Wing wants to weigh in at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Fred. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm worried about that meeting tomorrow that they're going to have with Ryan and Trump, and I just got something that I just have to say about this. Ted Cruz should be Attorney General. I want to say that right now. And I know that I hope that Mr. Kramer can be on here later today. And this is what I'd like you guys to tell him. If we take Ted Cruz should be Attorney General, if we can't lock him away in the Supreme Court, he'll just be locked away. I don't think he'd like to have that. Supreme Court Justice, I don't think he'd work like that. He needs to be out in front leading. He had 600-plus delegates, and they represent the conservative wing of the party, the Republican Party. If he's that attorney general, and we can get Ryan to agree with that and get Trump to agree with it and get Cruz to agree with it, I think we could have a 1-2 punch that would be the best for this nation. That'd be an action that Trump and Trump would get elected if he had Cruz as Attorney General, and that power base would be a tremendous platform. And right away, Ted Cruz could get started as Attorney General on getting rid of Obamacare. He could get.
No, I'm with you on all of that. I think, by the way, he'd be a formidable member of the Trump cabinet, no matter what he does. I kind of like the Supreme Court thing because he's there for life, and we know. I mean, the guy's rock solid. He's argued before the Supreme Court. He clerked for Scalia. I mean, he has the credentials to go there, and we know what we would have. I just think that'd be unbelievable. And I think that would really set a tone of Trump. I mean, to me, this whole race is about the Supreme Court. This whole presidential race is about the Supreme Court. But I'll pass that on. Fred's vote for Cruz as AG to Congressman Kramer next hour and do our part there. We're going to talk a little bit about the governor's race today with Tom. Presidential race, we'll say, for next hour, but it is interesting, isn't it? See what's going on, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm with Fred. I love Cruz, and I'd like to see him have a part in this administration, no matter what that is. I think he'd bring conservatives along and a constitutional view, which we really need now.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a team of rivals mentality approach from the Trump campaign. You know, what of all these folks that have been on that stage that wanted that job, what do they represent and how can they play a role in my administration so it becomes one big united force, if you will, against what Hillary and the left would do. I think that's what we need. We can't be doing the circular firing squad, that's for sure. So let's talk a little bit about the governor's race. You have set out to interview the candidates, and you do that in a couple of different ways, face-to-face and also by questionnaire, I understand. Why? What are you trying to do here?
Well, a couple of things that I think we should start with is, first of all, our interest in this is that we inform not just our constituents at the North Dakota Family Alliance, but really the entire state that has an interest in the issues that we feel are important. So, in the past, we've done a voter guide for the fall elections, the general elections, and we've actually even endorsed some candidates. We have not done that for the primary elections, and yet we see how important this primary election, especially for governor, is, and so we set out to try to find out from the candidates where they stand so that we might share that with, as I said, not just our constituents, but the people of North Dakota who are going to vote. And I might preface that, Scott, who we are. I know many of your listeners know that we are the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are a nonprofit. We are Christian-based. Sometimes the Christian base is not fully understood, and that's basically that we believe that there is a sovereign God who created all of this. We believe that Jesus Christ is who he said he was, and that God, his most prized possession is his people. And that's who we deal with. We deal with the people of North Dakota, and we believe that God has a plan for that, the institution of marriage and the sanctity of life. And we believe that there is a right and a duty for us to stand up, like many other residents here, on the issues that are important and elections, even to that point. So that's why we got into this, to try to share information.
And many of us many of us are glad you do this, right? Yeah. Because we agree with everything what you just said about what you stand for, and don't have the time to go to the legislature and walk the halls and talk with people. So know that the Family Alliance has our back here. They're out there advocating on these important issues. Tom in Jamestown has a question on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, I do have a question. First of all, I'd like to thank Tom and the North Dakota Family Alliance for standing up for families in North Dakota. They've done an outstanding job in the past, and really, really is appreciated by a lot of people. My question is, if the North Dakota legislature were to pass legislation in regard to the transgender use of bathrooms, similar to what's been passed in North Carolina, in other words, if they said that you could use a men's bathroom if you were born a male, use a female's or the women's bathroom if you were born a female, okay, and that legislation went through, just like in North Carolina, passed the House, passed the Senate, which candidate running for governor, Doug Burgum, Paul Sorum, or Wayne Stengem, do you think would be most likely to sign that bill? And would...
Hang on, Tom. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This is NDSU Extension Soil Health Specialist Abby Wick to talk about an upcoming bus tour on June 29th and 30th. Along with Jody Dion Hughes from the University of Minnesota, we will showcase North Dakota and Minnesota commodity-funded projects. On the 29th, the first stop is the Soil Health and Agriculture Research Extension, or SHARE Farm, in Morton. We will talk about conservation tillage in clay soils, tiling and interseeding cover crops into corn. We will then travel to Barney to cover pest and disease pressures, crop response to salinity, and conservation tillage in sandier soils. On the 30th, we will travel to Delamere to look at saline and sodic soil management, soybean and sunflower planted into cereal rye, and weed management. Online registration and the full agenda can be found at the NDSU Soil Health webpage.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. which does not exist without the fine sponsors who you hear advertising whatever it is they sell on this program. So when you hear one of those advertisers, patronize them and thank them because they bring you this program day in and day out. That includes our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, what a story he is. This guy's just amazing. His early years were going festival to fair to festival to, you know, trying to find the perfect pillow just because he himself was having a heck of a time sleeping as he was a, you know, a warrior on the road. And now he has the fastest selling pillow on the planet. This thing is flying off the shelf. Millions of these being made. And in Minnesota, I might add. One of our listeners said, I had migraine headaches for years, would wake up with a dull headache. Now I sleep well. My granddaughter had bad migraines. Now she's getting the sleep she needs, for which we are thankful. She loves her pillow. Thanks again for the wonderful pillows. 4-for-1 deal right now at MyPillow. If you use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. That's the toll-free telephone number. This really is a risk-free purchase because it's a 10-year warranty, so pennies a night for sleep. This thing will not go flat on you. And there's a 60-night money-back guarantee. MyPillow. North Dakota Family Alliance, the Family Hour, here on What's On Your Mind. Tom Fryer is here. So Tom and Jamestown called before the break and says, I want to know where these governor candidates are, were asked. First of all, he said, did you ask? So let's answer that question. Have they been asked?
We did ask. Yeah, absolutely. Specifically that question. And I might preface that as well by saying we did reach out to all the candidates, gubernatorial candidates. We received back a written response from Paul Sorum, and we did not receive responses from Mr. Riske or Mr. Nelson. We did receive responses from Mr. Stengem and Mr. Burgum in addition to asking for and having a personal visit. So we were able to sit down in a room and actually talk to those two candidates about all of these issues.
You look them in the eye that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were able to do that. And Tom, here's the what we have on that. In visiting with Mr. Burgum and Mr. Stengem, both indicated that they would rather that the state, on a state level, would not deal with this issue. They didn't want the state to have a piece of legislation that said what went down in North Carolina or even in South Dakota, which their governor vetoed. The difference between the two was that Mr. Burgum did say that he would veto such a measure. He would rather that that issue would be handled on a local level. So the local school boards would deal with that issue, whether or not we're going to have a bathroom in which those folks that biologically were born a boy would go into and vice versa, the girl would go into that one and not allow a transgender student to enter the one that he or she wanted to. Mr. Stengem also said that he did not want this issue. He didn't think it was appropriate that it would be handled at a state level. And he really was hoping that it would be handled at a local level, but did give the indication that if it needed to be handled at a state level, he'd be open to at least visiting about it. But he was hoping it wouldn't be. So that was the responses of the two. Mr. Sorum, in his response, said that he would sign a measure as was vetoed in South Dakota.
And by the way, you know, the interesting thing there, North Carolina had actually had a city ordinance, a local ordinance that said, you know, anything goes. The state then said, we can't have that. We need to set some parameters. And now the feds are, you know, in the middle of a legal battle there. So
right,
almost happened in opposite.
But North Carolina is fighting back. They've filed a countersuit to say to the Department of Justice that you can't do this.
So your take on the candidates, was that a disappointing answer? Do you want a state?
Yes. We would want the state. We really believe that this is a privacy and a safety issue. The fact that if you have, whether it's in a school or if we extrapolate here a little bit and talk about a mall, for instance, that my 5-year-old granddaughter goes into a women's bathroom, that I would not want a person not of her sex in that bathroom. But we know that opens up all kinds of opportunities, not just for privacy, but also that safety issue. Someone else can use that for assault or whatever, just common sense.
Let's talk about the life issue, because that's obviously an important one as well. And do you have some bills that passed the legislature so you could get a sense of, okay, you know, These have already passed, but if you were the governor at the time, and we did the, you know, similar question at the debate to ask, you know, what would you have done? So give me your take on the candidates on life.
Well, we had a very good discussion in that regard. We did share with them four different bills that had passed in previous legislations and asked them if they would sign those bills if they were to, would have been governor at the time. And on three of those bills, both candidates said they would have signed them. The Pain Capable Bill, which really was a bill that would have prevented abortions after 20 weeks when the unborn baby would be able to feel pain. A physician's required licensure and admitting privilege, both agreed to it. And then a bill, 1305, which prohibited abortions for the purpose of sex selection and gender genetic abnormalities. So both agreed that they would sign those bills. Then House Bill 1456, which was the heartbeat bill, this is where they differed. Mr. Stenjum said he would have signed it, and in fact, as Attorney General, he said, I did take it to the next level. I appealed it all the way to the Supreme Court, showing his support for it. Mr. Burgum said that he would not have signed that. And
he would not have signed it?
He would not have signed that.
Okay, because I'm reading here in your notes, it says Burgum would not say whether he would have signed it or not.
Well, he wouldn't say whether he would sign it or not, which indicates to me that there is enough lack.
You're taking that to mean that I don't support it, so...
Yeah, if you wouldn't commit to signing it. And that really, I think, opened up the discussion, I think, in trying to... sort of get the heart of Mr. Burgum in that he talked about the fact that abortion was tragic, a tragedy. We shouldn't have abortion, which we can fully agree with. But he went on to say that a big part of that is preventing pregnancies, stopping pregnancies, and that we should just have fewer abortions. But that does not deal with the direct issue of legislation dealing with abortion.
Both candidates were asked if they opposed all abortions, with the exceptions of rape, incest, and or to save the life of the mother. They both responded yes, but your point is you've got a concern because of the heartbeat answer, saying that contradicts, right?
And no, the response that I believe that I received from them was Mr. Stenjum said yes, but Mr. Doug Burgum said that he wasn't quite sure. That's the way I understand it, and really why I say that is because I put a question mark by that when he made his response. And the reason I say that is because of his view on the heartbeat bill.
Right.
If you cannot fully affirm the heartbeat bill, which stops abortions at 6 weeks in North Dakota, 12 weeks in Arkansas, then how could you say that you would be against all abortion? Because really what that means is the Supreme Court would have to reverse itself, and we would come under the law that it's in North Dakota, the trigger bill.
So that's that needs some clarity, yes.
That needs some clarity, yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Marriage is another issue. Religious freedom is another. And we're going to tackle those. And obviously we're going to take a little bit of a break to talk about genocide by ISIS of Christians, too. So stay tuned on the Family Hour here with Family Life.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What's going on Saturday, Todd? I understand one of our listeners wants to,
Saturday.
Get a plug in for
an event here. Many of our mail carriers across the country are working really hard.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. Just want to remind everybody that this weekend is the 24th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive with the post office. You should be getting some plastic grocery sacks in your mailbox between now and Friday. If you got any non-perishable goods, please put them in the bag and leave them by your mailbox for pickup on Saturday. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
And not just the wax beans either. I mean, don't, you know, not the reject food.
Nice little plug there. I love it. That's wonderful. Is Kalo on? Is our next guest ready to go, Manny? All right, we're not getting her, I guess. All right. We'll try that one more time. Otherwise, we can move that back a little bit if we need to this hour. Brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile today, and they want me to tell you that if you are not on the largest, most reliable network and possibly might be stuck in a contract or a device agreement, maybe you left Verizon and realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype, whatever the reason, right now you can come home to Verizon to B-Mobile, and they will pay your fees to switch. No kidding. That's right. Get up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Call or visit a B-Mobile location. Get all the details today. They're everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. And they have locations in Fargo, in Williston, in Grand Forks, in Minot, in Bismarck, in Valley City, in Jamestown, in Wahpeton. They're in Botno. They're in Devil's Lake. They're also in Bemidji, Thiefer Falls, and Detroit Lakes as well. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Tom Fryer is here from the North Dakota Family Alliance, talking about matters of the heart is what we're talking about today. These are important issues that haven't necessarily got a lot of attention, I don't think, in this governor's race to this point, which is one of the reasons why you're probably asking the questions, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's keep going here. Kalo is not available, so we'll bump that back to the next segment and move next to what? Marriage?
Marriage.
All right.
Absolutely.
And what's the question?
Well, the question is how do you view what has transpired within the last year, and that is that the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is legal, and we asked the question: do you support marriage between one man and one woman as defined in the North Dakota Constitution? We ask if do they support what the Supreme Court decision came out to be. And what we found in a response from these gentlemen, first of all, Mr. Sangham, he does favor retaining what's in our North Dakota Constitution, which basically was put there in 2004 by a vote of the people that marriage is between one man and one woman. He did say that he believes and agrees that the Supreme Court did not have a constitutional basis for that decision that they brought last June. But he said the law by the Supreme Court is the law, and we have to abide by it.
How about his personal belief on the issue?
Personally, I believe he believes that, yes, marriage is between one man and one woman.
He does?
I think he believes that.
Did you ask him?
Yes, yes, I did ask him that.
Because that's a change. Because he's answered that question differently in the past. I'm trying to remember, I think, whether it was at the debate or whether it was to a caller here.
I think Spanish folks should most certainly clarify that if that's not the case. That's the impression that I got that
it would be a welcome change as far as the family line is
concerned. He was very, very much in agreement that should be the definition of marriage as in our Constitution, but that the Supreme Court ruling did most certainly change that, and we needed to abide by that.
Is that inconsistent with maybe I'm doing apples and oranges here? Because marriage being defined as between one man and one woman is different than, it's okay for people of the same sex to marry. And I just remember this coming up, and we could find the audio of it, but where he was asked, and he deferred to his church and the teaching of the church. And the church was, didn't like the labels pro-life, but said, against abortion, except in those cases you mentioned earlier, and that gay marriage was, acceptable, okay, right? But that's a different question than, do I believe marriage should be defined as between a man and a woman? That's almost a civil union question, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I think that that's, I know that's something that should be clarified for those voters out there that have an interest in not just what you believe legally and so forth, what's in your heart. That's a valid question.
Well, that's why I think we're relying on you to pin them down and get the, consistent answers addressed, because political folks can answer things different ways. I want to know from all these candidates. I want to know in their heart of hearts, where are they at on life, marriage?
That's my reflection on the conversation, but I'd be happy for him to clarify that.
Now, Mr. Burgum,
I think, was a little bit more clear-cut. Mr. Burgum basically said that he, in the name of equality, and he mentioned the term equality quite often, he believed that the decision that the Supreme Court came down with was accurate, and he agreed with it that same-sex couples should be able to marry. And
how about the question whether the North Dakota Constitution?
Yeah, given that's inconsistent with the North Dakota Constitution, my reflection on his comment was that, well, they can't exist together. They're not compatible. Either you have marriage that is between a man and a woman, or you have marriage that's open to all, as the Supreme Court came down with. So I think the contrast there between the two candidates is pretty open. And that the people that are looking for this issue to be an important one should surely ask those candidates the question.
Paul Sorum on this?
And Paul Sorum answered in the affirmative that he thought marriage should be between a man and a woman, and he did not agree with the Supreme Court decision. We did pursue that discussion with Mr. Sangham a little bit in regard to whether he believed that this decision opened up to beyond just two men or two women, but two men and a woman, three women. And he didn't quite see that as an issue, but we really do believe, and we think that the Supreme Court really has put our nation in a bad place in regard to the marriage. And aside from, as Mr. Sangham said, aside from a different president that will appoint different Supreme Court justices, this issue should be a state's right, but for that to take place, we need different U.S. Supreme Court judges.
All right. Now, the last question I see on your sheet here, do you agree with the Supreme Court decision in reality open the door to any configuration of marriage? Because that's a big worry of the Family Alliance, right?
Right.
That Katie barred the door now.
Yeah.
Four people want to marry. If there's, what kind of an answer did you get from them on that?
Really, I think both of them responded that they didn't see this as a reality. And
weren't worried about that?
No, they weren't.
And you are.
I am. I'm very much. I understand from around the country that this is a real issue that's playing out in different parts of the country, and of course in North Dakota here, I think we're going to find the same situation.
All right. What else do you want to get to here, Tom? In our time, so we've tackled the life issue. We tackled the bathroom debate. What else?
Yeah, I think in general we could certainly look at. I think it was the last question that we asked the individuals. That
religious freedom is one I was kind of curious about. Did you have much of a discussion on that?
Yeah, those two kind of go hand in hand. The religious freedom, and then maybe the SOGI, sexual orientation and gender identity. I think both individuals really felt that all people in North Dakota should be tolerant of each other, and should really recognize and respect others. And that we shouldn't need religious liberty to protect that. But I think that Mr. Stangeman was a little bit more open to saying, if we need that, we need to go that direction. I don't recall that our conversation with Mr. Burgum really led to that. But he was really interested in the fact that local businesses should surely be able to take care of that, and not should not be restricted in that regard. In regard to the LGBT issue that sometimes is really affected by religious liberty. We know today that there are cake bakers and florists and so forth that have an interest in a soundly held religious belief, and they cannot be compromised because of offering a service. I think we found a contrast there to some extent, and that is that I think Mr. Burgum was much more in line with that those rights need to be protected, very similar to Senate Bill 2279, and the three of the last four sessions there were measures in the legislature which were defeated. Mr. Burgum would support those measures. Mr. Stangeman would probably not support them.
When you say something like probably not, I mean, does it just matter you can't pin him down on an exact yes or no?
Well, in essence, I don't think he agrees with the need for those. The legislature acted on those issues and really said we do not have discrimination in the workplace today. We most certainly, and that really lends itself to the bathroom issue, in the accommodation issue, we don't have an issue today, and so why should we pass a measure that does really not have a problem? And Mr. Stangeman was saying, and he referred back to the tolerance, which Mr. Burgum mentioned as well, we just need to have tolerance for each another, but I think Mr. Burgum is much stronger on the issue of having a law that would provide those protections, if you will. We call them special protections, but Mr. Burgum didn't want to reference them as special protections. He was maybe more in the camp of saying these are civil rights. So I think there's a contrast between the two candidates there as well.
All right. Did we cover religious liberty bill fully? There, you got to give everything you want to say there.
Yeah, I think so. We will be publishing. What you're looking at here now is a draft script. We will be publishing some of this information. Basically, what we're going to do is because this is similar to what a voter guide would be. Of course, we're not endorsing. We're just saying what are in regard to the alignment of the candidates with our views. We are going to try to show that, and then we will allow the public and our constituents to look at this and say, well, I'm going to ask these questions, and this is going to help me.
We've got a couple of follow-ups already, right? For Wayne on the marriage issue and for Doug on the heartbeat bill.
Sure.
Which we're going to be doing a lot of talk radio town halls between now and Election Day. So we have a lot of time to clear these up, but I'm glad the Family Alliance has done this. Jeff in Williston, question for Tom?
Yes, I would like him to address the fact that the left had the identity with the opposite sex from which you were born removed from the medical textbooks in 1974 in anticipation of making this move against Christianity and the nation.
And were you aware of that, Tom?
I was not. But
would it surprise you?
But no, it wouldn't surprise me. But I think the gender issue is definitely is not just an issue of today. It has been building for a number of years, and especially over the last 12 years.
Short break. We're going to come back. Catherine Lopez on another issue you need to know about. You don't hear enough about in the news. Stay tuned. That next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. North Dakota Family Alliance joins us once a month on the program, tackling issues, and today we're getting an inside view of a dialogue between the gubernatorial candidates in the Republican primary three-way race, Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, and Paul Sorum in that from Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance. Another matter of the heart that ought to concern every one of us is genocide of Christians at the hands of ISIS. I don't agree with Barack Obama very often, but a couple of months ago, the Obama administration actually determined that the acts carried out by ISIS against Christians and other religious groups in Iraq and Syria constitute genocide. When's the last time you saw it in a headline in a newspaper? When's the last time you saw it on the evening news? Tom, this is an issue every one of your members, I know, would be concerned about. And Catherine Lopez, the National Review Institute, is participating in a panel later today at the Heritage Foundation on this very issue, because I think we all need to be aware of what's happening. Kalo, nice to have you back. How are you?
Oh, it's always great to be on. Thank you, Scott.
So what really bugs me about this is that it's nowhere. It's like this, you know, silent killer. I mean, is that driving you crazy?
Yeah. And I've become a little bit obsessed about it. Of course, you could never write about it enough, so I'm not. But whenever I can try to bring people's attention to it, I try to. And one such opportunity is the fact that Father Douglas Fossey is here in the United States, been doing a little bit of a tour. He's a Chaldean priest from Erbil, and his people, his parish, so to speak, is entirely displaced Christians who had to flee Mosul all one night, you know. Their lives are completely uncertain. They're living in these temporary storage containers on church property. They're sort of forgotten by the world. And thanks be to God, the Obama administration has told the truth and said that it's genocide. But just saying it isn't enough. The administration didn't want to admit it, because then you've taken on some kind of moral responsibility, right, in acknowledging this is happening. And we can't be indifferent to it. But yet we're kind of looking away. So this event today, which is going to be live streamed, and there's a link on heritage.org and on my Twitter, Catherine Lopez, it's at noon today, Eastern Standard Time. It's an opportunity just to focus people's minds and not to use an overused word, but I think it's actually empowering too, because people don't want to talk about genocide. It's a bummer of a story, right? Obviously, and they feel powerless, but they're not actually, because A, we need to exert pressure on our government to do a few things, like consider what kind of emergency relief you can help, which may include actually taking a look at the victims of genocide who are among the refugees. That's not who are looking for asylum, and that's not a religious test. That's acknowledging the reality of ISIS wanting to exterminate these people. And the other thing is there are private charities like the Knights of Columbus who have relief funds who are on the ground trying to just let these people live dignified lives in the limbo that they're living in. Because a lot of them, they're living in these, as I said, storage containers where they have no privacy, or there's not even there's a bathroom that people are sharing and all these things. And they've been there for 18 months. So to be able to just take a deep breath and live as human beings, you know, and then make a decision about whether they're gonna hold out there until ISIS is out of Mosul and then see what happens, resettle permanently in Kurdistan or go elsewhere. And he says some of his people are waiting for the weather to get good in a couple of weeks, and they're gonna try to get to Europe. Which, of course, is a whole other can of worms.
By the way, this is at 11 a.m. today, our time, and we'll be on heritage.org, so you can check that out. And again, will the support be there for the victims? Will the punishment be there for the perpetrators? All these questions have to be answered. And as Kalo says, what can we do while we wait for that? Because we wait for government to fix it. You know, we can't just, you know, stand by as ISIS seeks an end to the existence of Christianity in its cradle. And it sort of, Tom, puts our religious freedom battles here stateside in perspective, doesn't it, Tom?
It sure does. And while we just are heartbroken over the genocide and the fact that Christians are being persecuted and even killed for their faith in another country, in other countries in the world, today we are faced with a certain amount of persecution right here in our country, and it's growing, and we should most certainly be aware of that and take action wherever we can, and really basically standing up for our First Amendment rights, religious exercise, and conscience.
I'm anxious to hear the charitable support that's been activated to keep these Christians and other religious minorities alive and present in Iraq and the region. so that while this swirls around them, they're able to at least have that protection. And it's nice to know there are some groups out there doing it. Glad you're doing this today, Kalo. Thanks for spending a little time telling us about it. We'll be watching, okay?
Thank you for spending some time and putting some attention on it.
Keep writing about it. We'll be watching, okay? You bet. Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Catherine Lopez is a senior fellow at the National Review Institute, Center for Religion, Culture, and Civil Society. They talk about things that don't make the front pages. Tom, thanks for the hour. Interesting debate.
Yes, thank you. And my last comment is I'd like all of those who plan to vote, and they all should vote, to find out from the candidates where they stand on these issues, and we'll be glad to help wherever we can.
Have a conversation. Great idea. More coming up.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.